USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On the same day, President Biden met with 10 Republicans to discuss a coronavirus stimulus package. Democrat congressional leaders are introducing a budget resolution that will let lawmakers pass a fresh COVID-19 relief package without any Republican support. The measure is the first step in potentially enacting a budget reconciliation bill, which would let Democrats pass a package even if no Republicans back it, because they hold majorities in the House and Senate. The snowstorm that dropped up to a foot of snow in parts of the Midwest is now making its way east to New Jersey, with this New Jersey resident telling NBC News,
"It snows, New Jersey, it snows here, I'm not in Florida, what do you want to think? I think it's snow."
It is the biggest storm to hit the region in 5 years. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
It's already shaping up to be a confusing tax season, as millions of Americans are still waiting on their first and second stimulus checks from 2020, and the Senate pushes back on Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion relief plan, calling for a third check. Tax filings also beginning a little bit later this year. The IRS announcing it will begin accepting and processing 2020 tax year returns on February 12th, as opposed to late January, as it does most years. The Biden administration is awarding $230 million in funding to Illume Health for at-home coronavirus test kits.
Department of Defense and HHS made an announcement today at what will be the country's first over-the-counter at-home COVID test.
Senior advisor to the president, Andy Slavitt, says the funding will allow Illume to manufacture 19 billion test kits per month by the end of this year. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Online brokerage firm Robinhood Markets raised another $2.4 billion from shareholders, days after investors agreed to pump $1 billion into the online brokerage to help it ride out a trading frenzy in popular stocks, including GameStop. Robinhood is still limiting the purchase of GameStop and other 8 stocks, to which Republican Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri says,
"These day traders, these retail investors, they have been subjected to more criticism and more scrutiny by the Wall Street types than the people who single-handedly crashed the financial system in 2008 and then got bailed out by the government. So it is an incredible double standard. They have exposed that double standard. And it goes back to concentrated power, whether it's on Wall Street, whether it's with tech. We need to go after it, and we need to let everyday folks have their share, have their power. That's what the Constitution says, we the people."
The senator speaking there on Fox News. An attempted takeover of a hotel by homeless activists ends in arrest.
Homeless activists with a group called Only Housing took over the Red Lion Hotel in downtown Olympia, Washington, after booking 17 rooms and opening them up to the homeless in the area. The group had demanded that Thurston County continue to pay for the rooms with Federal Emergency Management Agency funding. 7 people were taken into custody on Sunday when law enforcement rushed in. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.